Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, January 8th, 2026. I'm your host, and today, well, the screens are flashing a little bit of red to start the morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we are seeing a bit of a pullback after that midweek chop. Equity futures are pointing to a lower open. We've got S&P 500 futures down about 15 points, hovering near 6,948, and the NASDAQ is taking a harder hit, down about 77 points. It feels like the market is taking a breath after those record intraday highs yesterday.
It was a wild ride yesterday. We saw cyclical names take a step back, but the mega caps did some heavy lifting to keep the NASDAQ green. But look, the headlines this morning are busy. We've got geopolitical tensions, talks about Venezuela, and, am I reading this right? Potential talks of a takeover of Greenland?
I know, right? Never a dull moment in 2026. But here is the thing for traders. The market is largely looking past the Greenland stuff. The real story that is moving money this morning is the defense sector. President Trump requested a massive $1.5 trillion in defense spending for 2027. That is a 66% increase.
That explains the pre-market action I'm seeing. The defense contractors are absolutely flying.
Exactly. You have Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and L3Harris all gapping up significantly. Lockheed is up nearly 7% pre-market. If you are looking for momentum at the open, the aerospace and defense sector is where the volume is right now. It's a clear risk-on move for that specific pocket of the market.
Got it. So defense is hot. What about tech? I saw some news out of Samsung regarding AI.
Yeah, that is the other pillar holding things up. Samsung expects record Q4 profits purely driven by AI demand. That is reading through to the rest of the semi-sector. Plus, Bloomberg is reporting that China is expected to approve NVIDIA H200 purchases this quarter. That's huge for NVIDIA, which is up slightly pre-market despite the broader tech weakness.
So even with futures down, the AI narrative isn't cracking.
Not at all. In fact, if you look at the sector analysis, XLK, the tech sector, is still showing strong buying pressure. It's the defensive sectors like real estate and utilities that are looking weak and flat. Traders are still favoring growth, but they are being selective.
Okay, let's pivot to the macro. We have a data dump coming at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, right?
We do. We have weekly initial jobless claims, and we are also getting Q3 productivity and unit labor costs. The market is going to be watching those labor costs closely for any sticky inflation signals. If that data comes in hot, we might see yields spike and equities take another leg down. So keep your eyes on the tape at 8:30.
All right, let's talk levels. If we open red, where is the floor?
For the S&P, or the SPY specifically, we are looking at support right around the 684 level. If we break below that with volume, we could see a deeper flush. On the upside, resistance is sitting at 690. We are kind of stuck in this consolidation range. The internal signals are cautiously bullish, meaning buy the dip is still in play. But you have to be quick. Don't marry your positions today.
Any specific names or smaller setups you are watching outside of the big defense plays?
I'm keeping an eye on uranium. There is some updated feasibility news out of Energy Fuels, ticker UUUU, that has the stock gapping up nearly 5%. The whole nuclear theme seems to be catching a bid again. On the flip side, be careful with pharma today. There are some big gaps down in names like Immuneering and Fathom Pharmaceuticals on news. Those are falling knives I wouldn't try to catch.
Solid advice. Avoid the falling knives, watch the defense spending plays, and keep an eye on that 684 support level on the SPY.
That is the game plan. It's a stock picker's market this morning. Stay nimble.
Love it. Thanks for the breakdown. And to everyone listening, good luck out there. Keep your stops tight and let the price action guide you. We'll catch you tomorrow. This has been the Morning Dose.